There are new warnings today that the Arctic will be free of ice in summer in the space of a generation. With summer drawing to a close in the Northern Hemisphere, it's clear that the melt this year hasn't been quite as dramatic as it was in 2007. But scientists say it would be a big mistake to assume that global warming is on the wane. Instead, they argue the cooler summertime temperatures should have halted the thaw by a much greater degree. Our reporter Simon Santo has been speaking to Walt Meyer. He's a research scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Colorado in the United States.
It's the second lowest on record and far lower than any other previous year except for 2007.
So I was going to ask you that there's no comfort for climate change skeptics who might argue, look, there's less of an ice melt going on this year than last year, so we shouldn't be panicking.
Right. I mean, it's a little bit higher than last year, but I would resist any temptation to call it a recovery. Yeah, we did have a little bit of a cooler summer this year, and conditions weren't quite as favorable to melt, which makes it actually in some ways remarkable that we went as low as we did, given that we would have expected more of a rebound from last year, but the ice was so much thinner that we still lost a lot of ice this summer. But the long-term trend is still downward and actually has been accelerating over the past few years, and this year really is simply reinforcing that. And so we're still on a long-term track towards an ice-free summer in the Arctic Ocean at some point in the future.
Would you speculate on when that might happen?
Well, it's really hard to give any kind of definitive answer on that, because a lot does depend on, you know, whether you have a cool summer or two, or whether you have another really warm summer. It could accelerate things. The consensus seems to be amongst sea ice scientists on the order of 2030, so in the next 20, 25 years, seems to be a reasonable estimate. There have been some that have suggested earlier, as early as within 5 years. That's a little bit extreme, I would say. I would disagree with that, but it's not impossible. It's not a crazy idea by any stretch. Regardless of exactly when it happens, it's looking clearer and clearer, and this year, again, only reinforces it, that at some point in the not-too-distant future, we're going to have conditions where the sea ice in the Arctic Ocean melts completely during the summer, and we'll have a blue Arctic Ocean, so to speak.
And what are the implications, as far as that's concerned, for the climate there?
Well, when you are removing the ice cap, you're really changing your energy balance. You're going to warm up the Arctic a lot more than it normally would, because the sea ice reflects a lot of the solar energy and doesn't absorb it, whereas the ocean absorbs almost all of any incoming solar radiation during the summer and solar energy. And so that's going to be adding a lot more energy to the Arctic region and going to heat things up even more than what you would normally get. So it's kind of amplifying the greenhouse gas effect in the Arctic. But the effects are actually going to be felt much more widely than that, because the climate is a completely interconnected system. The Arctic and the connection between the Arctic and the lower latitudes, and the cold Arctic and the warmer lower latitudes, help set up ocean and wind circulations and essentially the weather patterns, things like the jet stream and so forth, and storm system tracks that you see. Those are going to be changing, at the very least, over the northern hemisphere, throughout North America and Europe and Asia. And that's going to have pretty big impacts on people's lives down the road, as people will have to adjust to changing weather patterns, and there may be changes in, for example, what you may be able to plant and when you may be able to plant certain crops and so forth.
And if I can ask you about the southern hemisphere, of course, Australia will be going into a summer over the next couple of months. Do you expect there to be quite an ice melt in the Antarctic?
Well, in the Antarctic, it's quite a bit different than the Arctic in terms of its general environment. The Antarctic always has an extreme ice melt. It loses most of the ice cover, of the sea ice cover, during the summertime, summer melt. And so we have seen some increasing trends in the Antarctic in contrast to the Arctic, but these trends are a fair bit smaller than the Arctic and are not as significant in terms of any climate change signal, because essentially the climate change signal is being delayed in the Antarctic because the Antarctic is such an isolated place. It's a continent at the bottom of the world surrounded by ocean, and you get very strong ocean currents and very strong winds that circle the Antarctic to kind of act as a wall to prevent any kind of interaction or most of the interaction between the Antarctic and the lower latitudes towards the equator. And so you don't have that interplay between the lower latitudes and the poles that you do in the Arctic. And so we expect that the response would be slower and that you might actually see some increasing trends for a time. Eventually that will turn around as the warming temperatures eventually kind of penetrate that wall. But it hasn't happened yet, but it probably will before too long. We have seen some areas of the Antarctic that have shown some considerable warming, most notably the Antarctic Peninsula, where we've seen a lot of warming in terms of the temperatures, and we've also seen some pretty dramatic decreases in sea ice and decreasing trends in sea ice in the western side of the Antarctic Peninsula. So it's a more complicated, more mixed picture in the Antarctic, but it doesn't offset what we're seeing in the Arctic. The Arctic signal is a very strong, powerful signal with very big climate impacts, whereas the Antarctic is a smaller signal with, at least for the time being, smaller impacts.
That's Walt Meyer, a research scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Colorado, speaking to Simon Santo.